Parliament of the Fourth Republic has been inaugurated. The ceremony saw the election of Edward Doa Jaho, former MP-elect for Akachi South, as a speaker for the new parliament. His deputies were also elected. The MP for Cape Coast North, Ibobatin Odro, is the first deputy speaker, while the position of second deputy speaker went to Joe Gatti, MP for Ezekadu Ketan. All the positions were unopposed. The swearing-in ceremony of Parliament was graced by dignitaries, including a delegation from the Pan-African Parliament. Our parliamentary correspondent Dominic Ngoje and Augustus Akwe bring you the details.
The birth of the Fourth Republic in 1993 meant the adoption of the parliamentary system of multi-party democracy. Article 113, Clause 1 of the 1992 Constitution says, Parliament shall continue for 4 years from the date of its first sitting and shall then stand dissolved. The tenure of the Fifth Parliament started on the 7th of January 2009. Thus, at the stroke of midnight today, it went into the annals of Ghana's history. In view of this, the clerk to Parliament, Emmanuel Ayimedu, summoned MPs elect to Parliament to constitute the Sixth Parliament.
The first one is Chapter 83 of the Standing Orders of Parliament. I do hereby appoint Parliament House to be the place and time minutes past 12 midnight on Monday, the 7th day of January 2013, to be the time at which Parliament shall sit to elect a speaker and deputy speakers, and for the administration of oath to the speaker and members of the Sixth Parliament of the Fourth Republic.
The House went on to elect its officers, starting with the Speaker. Majority Leader Dr. Benjamin Kumbuo nominated MP-elect for Akachi South, Edward Doa Jaho, as Speaker. This was seconded by retained Minority Leader Osei Mensah Bonsu. With this done, Mr. Jaho was conducted into the chamber and gave his consent to the nomination. The Chief Justice, Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, then administered the Oath of Allegiance and the Speaker's Oath to Mr. Doa Jaho. Upon his assumption into the third highest office of the land, he was greeted with a fanfare from the police band and the approval of the members. Having been sworn in, the clerk to Parliament, assisted by his deputies, adorned Right Honourable Doa Jaho with the Speaker's robe before he took his chair. He then gave his acceptance speech, in which he thanked his colleagues for the honour done him. He then administered the Oath of Allegiance and that of a Member of Parliament to the MPs-elect. When it came to the election of his deputies, the consensus of the House was clear. The Majority Leader, Dr. Kumbuo, was particularly happy that his old friend, Joe Gatti, had gotten the nod for the second deputy speaker. As befitting such a landmark event, the MPs were radiant in their kintes, smocks, suits and kaftans, though the country broke an unwritten convention by inaugurating a new parliament just after midnight. It did not deter family and well-wishers from thronging Parliament House to show their support. Members of the diplomatic corps, the clergy and party functionaries were also present.
Dominic Ngoje and Augustus Akwe filed that report.